Today's agenda includes consideration of confirmation of David P. Swenson to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. Chair moves that the committee recommend the confirmation of David P. Swenson to the Board of Directors of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. And joining Mr. Swenson today is Mr. Gary Goldsmith, Executive Director of the Campaign Finance Public Disclosure Board. Welcome back, Mr. Goldsmith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Swenson, welcome to the committee. Please identify yourself for the tape and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is David Swenson. I am a patent litigation attorney at Robbins, Kaplan, Miller, and Cerisi. I grew up here in Minnesota, out in New Hope. Went to Boston College, came back here, went to law school at the University of Minnesota. Then I had the privilege to clerk out in Washington, D.C. for the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and live in D.C. for 11 years and observe the political process there through some interesting times, and moved back here in July of 2007 to become a partner in the Minneapolis office of Robbins Kaplan, where I've been ever since, as I said, practicing patent litigation.
Thank you. Mr. Goldsmith, did you have any comments, or?
Mr. Chair, members, Mr. Swenson is an appointment by Governor Pawlenty to fill a vacancy that existed before the governor left office, and the position was for a Republican member. He filled the position. It was held by Felicia Boyd previously, who was an attorney in Minneapolis as well.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Swenson, have you had an opportunity to have any experience with campaign finance at all, as far as maybe being a treasurer or any? It's a complicated field, I realize, and I'm just wondering if you had a chance to look inside of it.
Mr. Chair and Senator, I don't have prior experience with campaign finance. So far, I've been to one meeting, and I've been through the orientation and worked with the statute, and I think the board has been extremely helpful. I also have a background, as I said, as a patent litigation attorney, which is very complex statutory interpretation and applying these complex statutes to very difficult technical issues in terms of patents on, for example, medical devices. So the answer is no. The short answer, I don't have prior campaign finance experience, but I believe I do have strong analogous experience in this type of work.
Mr. Chair, thank you. And I'm sure you will have good tutoring, because we have a very good director in that office, and I'm sure he'll make sure that he's very helpful to you.
Senator Chamberlain.
Yeah, I have never had any problems with the office. I think it's run very well. Quick, it's kind of boilerplate. Some challenges you see right now at the board, at the office?
Actually, in my first, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair and Senator, to answer the question, my first meeting so far, I would say that it's been an incredible experience in terms of the bipartisan approach of the committee, the focus on consensus. So far, we've dealt with some fairly small complaints, which were all resolved by consensus amongst the board members. So thus far, and it not being a primary, for example, presidential election year, I haven't encountered anything that presents itself to me as appearing to be a problem within the board or our work.
Thank you. Mr. Swenson, what made you want to do this? Do you mind if we ask?
Well, Mr. Chair, I started out and worked closely with Ron Schutz, who is a head of our intellectual property practice at Robbins Kaplan, and had worked closely with former Governor Pawlenty. And in discussing opportunities for public service, this was something that Mr. Schutz had mentioned to me. The governor was going to be making an appointment and was looking for somebody with the ability to do something like this. And as I said, having lived in D.C. for 11 years, I've had a strong interest in public service. I had considered some potential government positions in D.C. when I was changing jobs. And this opportunity sounded like something that was not a contentious, partisan political type opportunity, which isn't something I'd been looking for, and had a great deal of importance to me in terms of the process working well for the election politics here in Minnesota. So I guess as far as the opportunity to start and get a toe in the water of public service back here since I'd moved here in 2007, it seemed like a great opportunity.
Great, because I think integrity is something that in treating everyone, you know, equally, making sure that it's a level playing field and that it's fair is what everyone's looking for, and I think it's what the public looks for, too. So I'm glad that you have an interest in that. Any other questions for members? Or okay. No further discussion. Seeing none, the chair renews his motion that the committee recommend the confirmation of David P. Swenson to the Board of Directors of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The motion does prevail. A recommendation to confirm will be forwarded to the full Senate. Thank you, Mr. Goldsmith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Mr. Swenson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and senators.
Okay, we are adjourned.
I just made it.